the uninvited. They entered my house unannounced, dapper in blue uniforms and purple berets, sporting steel-tipped boots and cotton-white gloves, silver stars pinned to shirt pockets, pistols and holsters and papers in hand. They acted as if I wasn't even here, the three of them moving in unison, methodically going from room to room, one taking photographs, another taking notes, the leader giving orders via hand signals, opening drawers and cabinets, an occasional cough and chortle. When they went upstairs, I stayed on the main floor, and when they never returned, I decided it was no longer safe to stay here.